Industrial Talk is brought to you by Armis. Yes, you are in the digital transformation game. Yes, you need to find trusted companies, trusted individuals to help you along with that journey. The Armis platform delivers complete asset intelligence. You know what that means? Insights into your connected assets. You're in the digital transformation game. You have to have that insights into what is connected. Go to armis.com. Find out more. You will not be disappointed. Also, Industry IoT Consortium. At Industrial Talk, we always talk about education. We always talk about collaboration. We're always talking about innovation. And if you're a business that has any desire to be resilient to the future, you need to be able to educate, collaborate, as well as innovate with other industry professionals. That's a must. Industry IoT Consortium brings that all together. You need to be a part of this community. You need to be connected with these leaders that are all a part of the Industry IoT Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. Again, you will not be disappointed. You're just going to be happy. Hey there, and welcome to Industrial Talk. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, where's that jazzy intro that you normally have for your podcast? Well, this is a series. This is a unique series of interviews that were conducted on site at the IoT Solutions World Congress in Barcelona. Excellent event, excellent venue, incredible professionals, all focused on solving problems, helping us navigate these waters of digitization, and it's all happening at the IoT Solutions World Congress. You need to put that on your bucket list. So with that said, let's get on with the interview. Two experts. Siemens is a company. We're going to be talking to Gunther and Petra, specifically around value to the enterprise with digital transformation. There.
How's that?
Hey guys, you guys are all caught off guard. You didn't realize that, huh?
That's how I roll here.
How you guys doing?
You having a good time? Good conference?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just chat.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting us, Scott. Yes, we already enjoyed here the conference. Walking over the floor and looking what is new.
Actually, it's also very nice that it's in Barcelona.
That ain't a problem, isn't it? That's not a bad thing. That's a plus. I keep on telling everybody, once you come to Barcelona, make sure that you make this a part of your bucket list to come to this particular conference. But Barcelona, we're going to a secret bar tonight. You want to know about it? A secret one.
A secret?
A hush, hush. I'll share it with you guys if you want to, because I will. That's how I roll there too. But we're gonna. So, for the listeners out there, let's start with you, Petra, and give us a little background. How long have you been with Siemens, and what's your background as a professional?
Well, not too many years actually, and I've been a customer of Siemens before that. I've been working in the aluminium industry.
Oh,
yes,
really?
Yeah, we were flat rolling aluminium for can makers to make a lot of cans for beer. And other beverages, of course. So I've been a customer of Siemens, and then I changed sides.
They recruited you.
Well, I sort of wanted to know, how they're all doing that. And then they told me I should try to actually unify a little bit of their portfolio, because they're having lots of software. Since around about 10 years, they've been investing heavily in software, and they want to unite that software portfolio with their hardware portfolio, and now that's a challenge.
You're sort of soft pedaling. It's a big challenge, and it is something that has to happen in the world of digital transformation. If digital transformation is the sort of this solution to make you more efficient, create a business that's far more resilient, be able to give you insights, all of that good stuff, you need people like you to be able to make that happen, because apparently you execute. What about you, Gunther? Give us a background. Dr. Gunther.
I was research collaborator in the universities. There is where the doctor comes from. And now I'm since 99 with Siemens, but in different roles and in different areas. I started with Siemens Automotive, then Siemens Healthcare, and then also large drives. And now with Digital Industries. Yeah, I've worked in US and Mexico and also in other countries. So now I'm Mad here for cred. The digital transformation. Yeah.
Mad street cred. Now, one of the questions I do have, and when we start talking about digital transformation, let's say I'm a manufacturer, okay? I'm Scott Manufacturer, and I hear about all this digital transformation stuff. Everybody say, hey, you got to do it. You got IIoT, you got the edge, you've got thin edge, you've got far edge, you've got near edge, you've got all of this stuff, and it's just this lexicon of just things. And all I care about is making my business more efficient, getting some insights, and I don't want a headache, and I need to trust somebody to do it. Because all of a sudden, IoT, the IoT, is like this miscellaneous file now, and it includes everything. It doesn't include my laundry, but it does include everything else.
But you never know.
Yeah, I'm sure come next year. And Scott, we're going to be dealing with your laundry at the IoT. So how do you approach someone with the fact that this is the market that you navigate through? And how do you begin to instill this to Gunter? How do you instill some confidence in trust, knowing that, yeah, you're the one?
Yeah, first of all, because we are running our own factories and we are using also our solutions in our factories.
Well done.
So this is what we also can show and demonstrate to our customers when they are visiting our factories. And by circumstances, some of our factories are internationally also known as digital lighthouse factories and recognized by this also by the World Economic Forum. And as we are using our tools and implementing them, of course, we are able to develop them really so that they are bringing the value to our customers.
Outside of the fact that I was pretty geeky about digital lighthouse, I like that word analogy, because I believe there are many out there that we talk use cases, where it's like, hey, here's a new use case. Here's a technology that is new, and then we have this one, and then we created a new use case that apparently this is a problem, and we just sort of keep on going. But with Siemens, there's real. It's real, and I can say, hey, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to see it in action, right?
Absolutely. And I think what really adds value to all of this is really that we cannot only talk about use cases and technologies, but we can also talk about what you need to make it happen. To implement it, we can really give some hints as to how high the efforts are, what kind of people you might be needing, and all the stuff that you need to think around, you know, making it happen also.
You brought up another good point, and we can sort of pull on that string just ever so briefly, is that there is a workforce component here, and there is a need to, because this is so new, outside of the fact there's a velocity that exists here with this technology. Yesterday, it was this, and now today it's that, and the workforce itself has to have that, you know, upskill, reskill. Do we have the right people? How do we plan going forward? What is that going to look like? How do we begin to address that from a Siemens perspective? Because, again, you come to me and say, yep, digital transformation is going to create this business that's going to be more efficient. You're going to see this. You're going to do this. You're going to be more resilient and whatever. But I can't find people. What do we do with that?
Yeah. Now you have how we address this with the staff we have on board. And the other aspect was what you mentioned, how we can find people.
Yeah.
So, of course, we have to deal exactly with the same problems as anywhere, any other company out there. While we are implementing these digitalization, this digital transformation, as this is why it's called transformation, of course, we have to think about our staff, our people, and how to communicate this transformation to them. So from our point, what we are doing is we have continuously communication with our people in our shop floor meetings, what they are going to expect, what we are going to do, and what we are going to address to stay competitive, to stay on the ahead of technology. And while we are doing, of course, we are offering all our staff reskilling and upskilling programs as we are developing these technologies, and we are also in parallel developing reskilling and upskilling programs. And everyone, every employee at Siemens has the possibility to log on at a platform which is called the solution platform, and also the learning world, where they are can find their individual reskilling, upskilling path according to her and his individual job profile. So, for example, if you as wow. you are a maintenance technician and you would like to stay up to date, yep. ahead, and be attractive for your employee, then you go into this learning world. You will find a path, a learning path individually for this career, and then it tells you what will be maybe expected from you in the future and how you can upskill yourself. So you have individually the possibility to create and to follow up, and you do it when you want. So also this is new ways of working. You do it when you have the time, you do it when you have the when you would like to do it, because then also that when you are when you have the perception, and this is how we address them.
Because that is excellent. You're absolutely spot on. I like that, because the reality is that there's this velocity, this buzz, this thing that exists with in today's technology, that it's fast, and therefore there is, I can't see a time when, hey, I'm good, I'm all educated and I'm good to go, and I don't, it would seem to me that it's a continuous education, because there's always going to be some new technology, there's always going to be greater value in whatever's getting it, and we're going to roll it out. Petra, how did you sort of, you're semi-new, but you come from the aluminum industry. That's a heavy-duty manufacturing-centric type of business. Mm-hmm. How did that that business deal with this digital transformation? Were they wrestling with it at that time?
Well, of course, it's a different type of manufacturing in aluminum. And so I would say they were probably a little bit behind Siemens also, because if you look at Siemens as a company, it's a very engineering-driven company, of course.
A lot of companies are behind Siemens. So just, I mean, I'm not sure if that's a problem.
Thanks for that. But totally, you could see that, you know, you would have all these very curious engineering-driven people in the factories also. And now here comes a very special element that we have with the digitalization of our own factories. It is that we can add even more purpose to what the people are doing, and putting in all this effort into digitizing our own factories. It is that they can actually help to make our own products better. So they have an extra purpose in what they are doing every day. They do not only make our factories better, but they help the solution providers that we have in-house in Siemens, who provide software for industry, to make that software better. And so I think that adds a little extra spark and a little extra motivation, especially also to the already highly skilled workers and engineers in the factories. And it also adds, obviously, a little bit more speed, simply just because you're exposed to higher pressure also, or you want to you want to show off, you know, not only for your factory, but also towards the solution provider.
So, Gunter, we start talking about digital transformation. There's a lot of people talking about it. Yes, it is a word that is bantered back and forth. But I like the fact that you mentioned the need to bring value to the enterprise. In that process, Gunter, do you sit down with an organization? Can you say, hey, let's take a tiny step, move forward there? Yeah, or how do you approach an organization to saying, you need to do it, let's bring value, let's do it this way?
Yeah, as we are want to bring value to the digital transformation, to the digitalization, we are not coming from the technology. we are coming from the most pressing topics of our factories. So we are going into our factories, and together with them, we are working out what are the most pressing topics, and how digitalization can support to solve these. And we cut out a piece of maybe a bigger problem and make the life on the shop floor for the factories easier. And so this is how value comes into the approach. What mostly we see is done wrongly, that you address it by technology. Hey, how about using blockchain? How use edge technology? And then say, what is the value? No, you have to address it from the problem, and while you are really solving a problem together with the factories, you are leverage the motivation, the acceptance at the same time, so coming back to our people, and also the value is directly there. The next thing is, if you are looking for solutions on the shop floor and you do it in any different factories, you get a feeling of which solutions are scalable. So bring them on
that's
a scalable.
That's a good one, yeah.
So you develop a solution which can then be rolled out over the factories, and you multiply it. And then digitalization has a much higher impact on the company. And while you are looking for such scalable solutions, so the step bringing these to the market and have even an enterprise impact while you are offering a solution which is tested in your environment by a problem is then something which brings also value to the customers.
So one of the things that I can appreciate, it seems that this IoT, this conference, there is a and there's good and bad with the pandemic. Got it. I understand the bad. But the good, I've come to realize that there is a necessity to collaborate more. There is a necessity to be able to have greater conversations. And what you just painted, Gunter, is that we're going to sit down with your customer. We're not going to say, hey, here, this is the device you need. This is this. and you just sort of do this. No, you're there to have that dialogue to say, okay, what is that pressing problem? We can slice it out, and then we can say, all right, it's going to work, scale it, and then be able to create greater value, which is your ultimate effort. You don't want to just do something and say, yeah, that's it, man. Good luck. That's a headache, and we know that there are a lot of legacy systems out there that fall into that category. So, Petra, where do you see we're going? I mean, I'm just telling you right now, 2 years ago, or well, 3 years, when was I here last? 3 years ago, maybe? And then we hit the pandemic, so it's been 3 years. God, it's been 3 years.
Yes.
I just became older. Anyway, the conversation has changed so dramatically. I mean, it has, to where it was like, hey, we can put this device on this asset and we can pull data. Mm-hmm. Now it's complete. That's like, yeah, we can do that. But now let's start looking at the data, slicing the data, making sense out of the data, creating tactical recommendations. From here, where do you see it going? I mean, this is exciting. I don't have a future. Where do you think it's going?
Yes, I think I think you're right. I mean, we've really shifted from a hype discussion into a, you know, sort of no-nonsense discussion. So people are really working on many of these use cases.
Yes.
And they have the people that it takes for it. So where are they going? I think what we see now more and more is that we go into a very data-driven logic. And that also means that we start to slowly shift a little bit away from that engineering-driven logic, which is an if-then logic, where we think we can sort of control everything in that sequence. But to a statistically driven logic, some start to call it AI and then go into all these algorithms and so on and so forth. So where we go into data clustering and then really, have all these data scientists also on our shop floors and looking into our data. So that is definitely something that I can be that I can see. Another thing that I believe is happening too is really this convergence of OT and IT.
Oh, that's a huge, that's a whole nother topic.
So we were having all these people who were really, really good with all the machines and, you know, had their very own programming logic in there. And now these programming logic from the machine level needs to fuse into the logic that we have in software, and that brings such a whole lot of changes with it. That's not just on a technical level, actually, that really also goes into how we're driving projects, because software people tend to have a lot shorter innovation cycles. They're all working in that really agile mode, and that's something that from the hardware world we don't know as well, because we are very used to hardware needing to really, you know, stand to many limits and really stand up to many quality tests and so on and so forth. So we are not used to put out into the world some piece of hardware which is semi-functional, whereas we might bring some semi-functional software onto the market just because we can very quickly and very easily in short cycles improve it. So that's a whole.
That's why when Microsoft launches an update, they know that they're going to have bugs, and then it's already out there, whether they like it or not, and they're going to have the user community saying, that's not working. Hey, thank you very much. It's corrected
sure,
now.
Yes.
You know, that's the reality. One last question to Gunter. This is all interesting from my perspective. The reality is this available from the small to mid-sized businesses as well, or is this just this whole digital transformation is only for the big boys and girls, and is it available for the small to mid?
No, definitely. The whole digitalization aspect is nothing just for big enterprises. I would sometimes also name it digitalization pushes lean to its limits. So you start from the shop floor, you implement smart solutions, small solutions, which make a great impact. Even a small algorithm who predicts maybe a machine breakdown a few hours before it really happens brings a lot of value to small companies, and it's very easy deployed and very easy installed. And the big solutions, of course, installed over factory networks. Yeah, that is then for enterprise companies more.
All right. I got to run off to another meeting. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to the auditorium. You're going to see me over there.
Thank you for having us here.
So let's for the listeners, how do I get a hold of you, Petra? Talk to us. How do I connect with you?
Find me on LinkedIn. My name is Petra Mon. I'm looking forward to meet you.
That's right. That's Monn. And Dr. Gunter, how do they get a hold of you?
Same. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Gunter Beitinger.
There it is. You guys were fantastic. Thank you very much for saying yes. I enjoyed this conversation. Excellent job. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up for today. This is day two, the end of day two at the IoT Solutions World Congress. It is an exceptional event. Put that on your calendar. And if you have any issues, comments, or concerns about the contact information, fear not. It's going to be at industrialtalk.com, and we're going to wrap it up on the other side. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. And as you can tell, we were broadcasting live from IoT Solutions World Congress in Barcelona. What a great opportunity. It was a lot of fun, I got to tell you, to meet incredible professionals like Gunter, Petra, and others that are really focused in on solving problems, making the future bright, for lack of a better term. All right. Put that on your bucket list, FYI. Now, we're going to have all the contact information out on Industrial Talk. You know that. But we're also pulling together an ever-expanding ecosystem of professionals like Gunter and Petra and others that are really focused in on delivering value, thinking differently. So please support Industrial Talk. Support the individuals that are out there. Support the sponsors that make this happen, like Armis, like Cap Logistics, and please
be that. We're going to have another great conversation from IoT Solutions World Congress, so stay tuned.